on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Little after the middle of the Amud, Me'emesai Ksube Mishametes. When is Adin Shmita Chal An Ksube? We know all Chayves when Shmita comes. So there's Aloch of Le'igais, the Chayv becomes bottle. The malve is not permitted to mum the chayv from the loive. It seems ksube is unique. Ksube is also a chayv. But normally a ksube is not meshamet. When shvias comes, a ksube is not meshamet. Me'emosai ksuba meshametes. Rav Omar mishetivgain v'tizkayv. Rav says, two things have to occur in order that it should become a chayiv that's mishtamet. Mishetivgay means that she already had mond and taken a chelik of the ksube. She was poigim. That means ksube, let's say, it was mosayim, so she had taken already 10 zuzim from the ksube. The tiskayv, and was zakvan olov b'milve. There was a transformation from ksube to milve. Now this is a complicated concept. What this transformation accomplishes, how this transformation is done. But just to go through the Gemara, just let's leave it vague. But these two inyonim that have to occur. And afterwards, tivgayim, v'tizkayim, zakvan olov b'milve, this was made into a milve, then, shmiyis is mishamet. U'shmul amal, pogma afa pishaloi zakva, you don't need both of them. Pogma, if she had been teveya and received the chelik from the ksuba afa pishaloi zakva, zakva afa pishaloi pogma. Now, before we see anything, let us see the Tosfos Rit, which is very, very enlightening. Could be the Etzem Pshat and the Gemara, Rashi and Tosfos learns differently, but there's one Meiradik and Nekudim, which the Tosfos Rit puts down. Now, the Tosfos Rit starts the fourth line from when the lines start getting wide. Itma, the beginning. Itma me'emesai ksube mishametes. Rav omar mishetivkayim v'tizkayif, u'shmul omar pogma afa pi shaloi zokva, zokva afa pi shaloi pogma. U'me'emesai niskofen b'milve, when is it zokven ol b'milve, this we're going to have later, mishas hamada b'dik. Now there's an aleph here, and let's look at the aleph. Perish. Now it's going to explain the sugya. Ksube lekaime legevayne miyad. A ksube is not oimed to that they should mon the ksube immediately. Elo lemezaynis. That means we had learned the mesechtes ksubes, and agavurche comes out, the Tosfos Rit is learning our sugya only by an almone and not by a grusha. By an almone has an alternative. Kozman, she's not teveya the ksube. The tnai ksube is mechayev the yisaimim to give her room and board. She had to give her mezainis, to give her a dire, where she could live. She's entitled to this. Kozman, she doesn't want the ksube. She mons the ksube, she gets the ksube, this becomes both. So, by Emerson, a ksube is a unique chayiv. It means it's a chayiv which is not oimit to be paid up by Sherushon. It's worthwhile to stretch it out as long as possible. Yeah, free mezainis, free board, free room, and then free mezainis, some emela. It's not so, it's a chayiv, which is not oimed to be paid up so quickly. That's what he says. Perish. Ksube loikaima ligavayna miyad. It's not oimet to be paid up immediately. Elulam is oimet. It's oimet fakel that eventually, we'll see, the while the ksube is dormant and she gets mezainis. Vehilkach. Kozman shenizainis. Ve'ena tevas ksube. So Kozman, she's getting mezainis and she's not being teved ksube. Lekerina bo loyigois. Now, there's a lav by shmita loyigois. You should not be goive, should not mon the choiv. So, not mon the choiv means that there is a choiv which normally you would mon. When it comes shmita loyigois. So, a choiv that's oimed le negise, a choiv that's oimed le gviye, the Torah said loyigois. It came shmita. You shouldn't be goyve, you shouldn't be teveya. But this choyv of ksube is not oimet to be nigva, it's not oimet legevayne. She has no intentions of being goyve the ksube. She's much better off that the ksube should remain ksube and she should get mezainis. So since it's not oimet legeviye, so the parsha of Shemitah doesn't apply to it. And let me just give one marshal. I saw this marshal from my shvogel, that Rav Moshe Zogerson Zayn, he said that there's a Gemara in Makis. The Gemara in Makis says that if a person lends someone, there's a machlekes in the Gemara, but just this one mandiyama will get the picture. A person lends someone for 10 years. That means till 10 years it's a halvo, and then after 10 years you have to pay me out. Shemitah comes the 7th year. So Bama Dioma says it's not Mishamet. Because this is not a choiv that's oimet to be paid up now. The first in 10 years this man Gviya will be. La Yigois was only said on a choiv that's oimet to be paid up. And so the Torah said when it comes Shemitah, you shouldn't be going for the choiv. But a chayv that's not oimet to be paid at the present time, there's no layigoy, so there's no din shmita whatsoever. So the Tosfos Rid is saying over here, aksub is exactly the same. It's not oimet to be nigve. Because, she wants to get mezainis, so memela, it's not oimet to be nigve. So he says, so kozman shen izainis, ve'einay tevas ksube, kozman she's getting mezainis, and she's not being teved ksube, like Irina Bola Yigas. Mishimochi ain't a Mishametes. The Rav Sova Misha Tivkai. So when is it Mishamet? The Rav Sova Misha Tivkai. Tifra Miktsoso. She already received a little bit. She was paid up a little of the Ksubit. Vashar Titveim bedin, and she has an intent to be teveya the rest. She was teveya a little, she has an intent to be teveya the rest. Oz ke, one second. Rav Sova mishetivka in tivha mitzosa, vahasha titveim bedin. And the rest, she wants to be Teveya Bedin. Now, that's called, he said, Zkife Bemilve is Shas Hamode Bedin. That's what he said before. Zkife Bemilve means that I'm money you to pay me up the rest of the Chayv. So now it becomes a Chayv. It's not Moksube, you owe me money now, I want money. So if she was Teveya Amiktas, she was paid up Amiktas, and Vashar Titvein Bedim, and the rest she was Teveya Bedim, she slept in Geneta Din Toire, or there was a mother ready to pay up the rest. Also, so maybe this is already as a choy, she means business, and so she's up to being Goyva de Ksube, Os Karinem Bay Lo Yigois U Mishametes, then it's Mishamet. Abo, Bepkima Lochut, but if she only was Pereya a little, Loy, Sheyesh loyma, sheloy boy lemigve shar hashta.
She's not interested in being goyva the rest now. Ela mezaynis, he writes. She still wants back mezaynis. Ki rabbonon, domi beperk amonon mezaynis. She af al pi she nifrog tzas miksubosa, adayin yesh lo mezaynis. Hilkach, im loy titvein bedin alasha, lo kerinen bein lo yigais. Number one. If she was goyve a chelik, this mosayim zuz, she got up, she needed 10 zuz desperately, she went to them, I need 10 zuz from the ksubim. I gave her 10 zuz. So memele, these 10 zuz that she got was, she was in dire need for money, so she won 10 zuz from the ksubim. But that does not mean that the ksuba in its entirety is Aymed Ligvik. She needed 10 zuz. She got the 10 zuz. She's back to where she started from to get mezainis every day. So the rest of the ksuba is not Aymed Ligvik. It's not Aymed Ligvik. She's not interested in being going with the ksuba. She needed a small amount of money and that's it. Yeah. That is, if it's pogma. V'imloi pogma. But if she didn't get anything, she didn't want any money yet, afal pi she tevatem bidin, she mandem tadin tayret, I mean, she mandem, I want the ksubit to be paid. And I think our Moshe says, when you tevay a bidin, now there's a zman, but it has to be paid up. So now she's mandem them, she wanted to be paid up. Ain't mishemet es adak. So now, lachayre now, it is oimed l'negise. The shemen is pashul v'tigva achshav ksuboso v'tiyan nizaynes mehem. So the Tosfos Rit says, yeah, listen, they can still come to terms. Could be the yisaimim do not want to pay up the ksuba now. They need the money for themselves. So even though there was a mother bedin, and Bezin said the mechuyev to pay, it does not mean that this psak will come into existence. Could be, there'll be mefayisa, there'll be nespasha, and she won't be goyve. Mishum hochi boi tavayu, dime uskife. That means, here you have already, you see, things are going. She moned already a chelik, and she got already a chelik, and the rest she's moaning levin. So she means business. She means already it's time for the ksuba to get paid up. So if you talte lereyase, that means you have two sibis to enhance the gviyas achoy to show that she's up to being goyve the ksuba. So then that's not called, then it's called the same with lenegise. Then there's the union of leisigos, which means the chay becomes the shvius is meshamet to chay. Ushmuel sova bein pegimel bilchut bein beskifa bilchut gol yodait the boy ligvay ksubosa okerina bein loyigos and meshametes. That means when she started mourning already, this is not a maisa boide. That means it's a zaita. It has nothing to do. It doesn't mean anything. Don't get a message. Don't create a message from her priya, from her begime, that she's up to being goyve the chayv. That's what the whole, she's up to be goyve the whole ksube. That is svaras rav. Shmuel says no. At one of these two, if I see she means business, she started being goyve the ksube. Or she was tevei them ledin to pay up the ksube, so she means business, she's up to gvias haksube, and therefore shvias is mishamet. So let us just summarize. According to the Tosfos Rit, one gewaldike yediyah we have, that we're speaking about a ksubis almone. A ksubis almone is a svar to say it's not oimed legvias. Because she doesn't want to be goyvet now. Kozman, she's not goyvet, she has room and board. So it's oimed, not ligvis, unless we'll see pu'ulas from her that she decided she wants to be goyvet. And the shailas, how many pu'ulas do you need to really show us that she means business? So Rav says, you need two pulis, you need pegime, that she was peirer, but in shimogdam ledin, she means business, then there's no way out that the Yisraim will be able to make up shara with her and push her off and give her mazainis. She means business, so then it's called, it's oimed ligvois. So, chayv, that's oimed ligvois, that is, there's shviyas is mishamet. And Shmuel said that you don't need two pulis. Any pool is sufficient. Pogma, she started being gaive, and she took a chelik of the ksube. That's a message. She wants to take the ksube already. She's after taking the ksube. Or she mond them ledin, and she wants them to pay. So that means the chayv is aimed ligva. It's not the way Rav said. Maybe they'll mean his pasha, the assignment will still convince her not to be gaive. No, if she's doing this, that's called it's a chayv aimed ligva. Now, that's the Taisus Rid. So according to the Taisus Rid, there's one problem by every ksube. It's not oimed l'negise, it's not oimed l'gviye. And Rav and Shmuel are telling us, when does it become oimed l'gviye? According to Rav, with pegime eskife, and according to Shmuel, with pegime or eskife. Let us see. Rashi. Mishetif goim ksube. No, me'imasai. Me'imasai Rashi says, tehei ksube kishar shtachayiv. When will a ksube be similar to a normal shtachayiv? Umishamatso shviz. Mishetif goim. Shetif rak tzas. She'll start, she was, a little bit was paid. So Rashi says, the goli data de oimedes ligois velipora. So Rashi says in Rav, not the way that the Tosfos Rit said in Rav. Rashi says, we have to get a message. If she was peireya already, a chelik of the ksube, that's a message, she's up to be goy with the whole ksube. So the tiv goyim shows us that it's oimed ligavaine. So that's a partial sibe that there should be a din shmita, but that's not a complete sibe. V'tiskayif olav ha-moise b'milbe, and the rest of the ksube, it's zokvan olav b'milbe, it is made a milve now. The nafki lo mishum ksube u'maise bezn she'enei mishamet, V'chal alo shem shtachoy. Now Rashi says, there's another factor. There's a factor of a ma'isa bezin. And this I saw in my Shvogel Sefer, Elif Lamata. He explains Rashi as follows. There is a rimegash in Mesechtes Ksubis. The rimegash says, Ksube is a ma'isa bezin. What does it mean? Ve'enoi she'enoi choiv she'aso al atzmoi. It is not a choiv that was man-made between themselves. Ela hadin oso olov. That means this choiv was created mitzat hadin. Not I made a choiv. That means all his chayvesin are man-made. I borrow money from you. I sell you something, you owe me money, I work for you, whatever it is, I made the choyv. So that, such a choyv is meshamet. A maise bezdin, lo yoso al atzmoy, el adin oso olav. That means this choyv was put on me through bezdin. Bezdin forces every yid to give a ksube. So therefore, a ma'isa bezin is not mishamet. A filler would be oimed l'gviyah. So Rashi is telling us, but there's two problems here. That's what Rahul, there are two problems. One problem was oimed l'gviyah, and we'll assume that Rashi holds like the Taisus Rit, that is speaking about an ksubah on almone, which is normally not oimed l'gviyah because she wants the mezainis. But when she starts, being teveya the ksube, that is a message. It's finished already. It's oimed l'gavayin already. So therefore, it's shayach lo yigais. It's oimed l'negis already. But that alone will not make Shvi'is Mishametes. There's another din. We need a chayiv that they created, a chayiv that was put on them, Alpi Alochim. They didn't make the chayiv. That's called a ma'ase bezn. A ma'ase bezn is not Mishamet. He says, the tzuras a chayiv, I feel it's aymen legevayne, but a ma'ase bezn is not Mishamet. So therefore we need Zakvan Olav B'milveh. He wants it should be Ois Chiyiv Ksuba. I want it should be a Chayiv now. I want that this money should not be that you owe me Ksuba. I want that there should be you owe me money. V'tiskev Olav HaMoise B'milveh Dinavkelo Mishum Ksuba U'maise Bezen. So by being Zakvan Olav B'milveh, by making this a milveh, and perhaps this is done without any Maise Kinyan. But I'm saying I don't want for this to be Chiyav Ksuba. I want that you should owe me this money. Dinavkelei Mishum Ksuba U'maise Bezen. So then this Chayiv gets a different shame. It's no more Ksuba Maise Bezen. She'enei Mishamet V'chalalo Shem Shtar Chayiv. Now it's called a Shtar Chayiv. I want this to become a Chayiv. That is Rav. What does Shmuel hold? Pogma, kiven de goli daite bepiroi, kirina beila yigais. Since she showed that she's interested in being goyve de ksube, so that's called lo yigais. So in Pogma, Rashi says the same svore that Rashi said in Rav. The goli daite de meris ligais will afroya. So Rashi says the same svar. Zokva b'milve. Period. Now here Rashi doesn't say anything. So my shvaga wants to say. So let's go back to the pogma that Rashi says. Rashi says pogma, that she wanted that pogma sufficient. But what does the pogma accomplish? The pogma accomplishes the goli daita b'pirayin k'rina b'leigas. The pogma shows she wants it to be paid up. She wants it, it should be Oymed Legevayin. That is for the Pogma. So Shmuel holds Pogma is Mishamet. Now, Kan Shoyel Aben, how could Pogma be Mishamet? It's a Maise Bezen. So it would seem that that was Rav Shtik's Torah, that a Maise Bezen isn't Mishamet. A Choyv that was created through Halacha is not Mishamet. You need a Choyv that a person alone created the Choyv. That's Rav Shtik Torah. And therefore, Rav holds you need two things in order that there should be a Din Shmita, Pogma v'Zokva. If Shmuel says Pogma is Mishamet, and Rashi only bothered to explain because it's Oymed L'Negisa, so Vaisos, that's the only problem. And we saw that Taisus Rid also only had this problem. The Taisus Rid was only concerned in the geese. He wasn't concerned in other problems. So we see that Shmuel holds that the whole problem is it's not Oymen Legevayne. So what Zok for Olav B'milve? So L'chayre, it would be proper to say that Zok for Olav B'milve, and that the Emes and the Taisus Rid also learns the shot, makes it Oymen Legevayne. That means by, we'll have the muscle, when is the Zokvan Olav B'milve, Shemidon B'din, the Gemara's going to say later. So that means she slept them to Bezen, you should pay up the Ksuba. She didn't get anything yet, but she slept them to Bezen to pay up the Ksuba. So Memelet also makes it Oymed L'Gevayne. It's this Shmuel holds you need Oymed L'Gevayne. That's all. And that can be done, and that's what the Taisus Rid Emerson says in his Mahalach. And Shmuel holds that this can be done in one of two ways, either schlepping them to the Torah to pay up, or by starting to pay up, so that means there's going to be a ripple effects from this, that she's starting to pay up, but that means she intends to pay, to get paid more and more. Then the Ksuba is Oymed L'Gevayne, and then Shvius is Mishab. So we have here two Mahalchim in the Gemara, the Taisus Rid in Rashi. Now let us go a little further, and then we'll see Taisus. Tanya kevose derav, Tanya kevose deshmul, Tanya kevose derav. Me'em esai ksube mishametetz, Misha Tivkain Vetiskai. You need Tiskai Tivkain Vetiskai. Pogma Velay Zakva, Zakva Velay Pogma. Eina Misha Metis Atsha Tivkain Vetiskai. Tanya Kevosei Dishmu. Oynes Uknas, if a person was Ma'anis Aisha, Yosach HaMishim Kesef, Uknas is Maitzi Shemra, Upita, he was Mefataha, Uksubes Isha, that's what we're speaking about. In all these cases, Shezokvon Bemilve Mishamtim. If it was Zokvon Bemilve, Mishamtim. Fimlav, Ein Mishamtim. Salkoponim, Me'ein Mesayin Niskofen Bemilve, Mishas Hamode Bedin. When is it called Niskofen Bemilve? Mishas Hamode Bedin. That means, now, it's Ksube, now I want, you should pay it up. So that I'm running you this Hamode Bedin, you should pay up the Ksube. So now it gets a shame chayv. It's not called ksuba anymore. Mishas hamod bedin. What does Rashi say? Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "Oynis es apsula chayv chemishim kesef knas the meitzi shemra me'ei masai niskofim kloima me'ei masai havi kiskifet zok v'nolo v'milde hamod arei hi kiskifet." A mother is like skife. Now let us see Taisvis. Me'emusai ksube mishametes. Hoda omar bereish perik afalpi. Tnai ksube ki ksube domi lishvius. The Gemara says in ksubis that tnai ksube ki ksube domi lishvius. Now, let's understand this a little bit. One of the tnai ksubis is, let's say, taisvis. There's a certain amount that the chazal were machayev every chosin to be mishabed himself. And then there's a taisvis ksube that the chosin is maisev midilei. So the Gemara says, nafapi, tnai ksube ki ksube domi lishvius. Gabi shvius. The Tnai Ksube is the same din of Ksube Lagabi Shvius. So let me just tell you, Hadri Megash Lins Pshat and Dap Gemara, Harashi Lins Pshat and Dap Gemara, Bussi Taisi does not want to learn that Pshat, the Gemara. Be'emison, the Gemara is beautiful, it's very poshut. We said that why, one of the reasons that you cannot be Goive a Ksube is it's a Maisa Bezin. So one would say, so Maisa Bezdin, that is the Ksube. The Ksube is a Maisa Bezdin. The Halacha was Machayim to be Ksube. The Taisvis Ksube, when he was Maisef Midilei, that's not a Maisa Bezdin. So I would say, Tnai Ksube is Mishamet. It's not a Maisa Bezdin. So the Gemara says, Tnai Ksube ki Ksube. Tnai Ksube has all the Halachas of a Ksube. And if a ksub is not mishamit because a ksub is a ma'isa bezin, it's tnai ksube ki ksub. This is a beautiful way to learn pshat in the Gemara, and that's how the Rimigash learns pshat in the Gemara. The Lashon Shalaitayma, this Lashon Rimigash, Laitayma hi'ika hu sheina shemetes, vishi ma'isa bezin, avotais hu sheina ma'isa bezin, sherei einoi mechuye boi, Kamash Malon, given that Tnai Ksube, Ki Ksube Domi, so Tnai Ksube is all the halachas of the Ksube, so since a Ksube is not Mishamet, a Tnai Ksube is also not Mishamet. Koshalari, my irye the ain Taisvis Ksube Mishamet is Misham that Tnai Ksube, Ki Ksube Domi, and Tais want to say this pshat, the way Rashi says, Nirmigashas. Why do they have to say that Tnai Ksube, Ki Ksube is not Mishamet because because Tnai took a ksube, just like ksube is a ma'isa bezin, so Tnai ksube is ksube domim. Teipik leidelei mishamet ksube v'taisvis, midi dahave aschar socher v'akofes achanus, dikeman diyoma b'meseche shviyist leim mishamet elo milve v'koshken ksube v'taisvis. So, the Taisvis is asking a kashan. Let's elaborate on that kashan. There's a Mishnah in Shviyas that says, Schar socher and akofes chanus. Schar socher means that someone worked for me, I owe him money. Hakofes chanus means a person bought something on credit. So the Mishnah says in Shviyas, deloy mishamet ela milve. Only a milve is mishamet and not hakofes chanus. Uschar socher. So lechayre dachsech taisus understood what's pshat in the Mishnah. Milva means that it came through a halva. That means that the choyv came through a halva. If it didn't come through a halva, there's no din shmita. That's what the Tana holds. Now, a kofes chanus and schar socher is a shtickle like a halva. That means, I gave you schoire, you owe me money. I worked for you, you owe me money. It's also a give and pay back. But it's not alvo. It's a difference. It's not alvo. Alvo is one thing, and this is another thing. Here, alvo is, I'm lending you money, and you have to pay me back the money. You have to pay me for my service, you have to pay me for my schoire. It somehow, it doesn't have a teres alvo. So it says in the Mishnah, so there's no din shmita, you need alvo. So Taisus says, V'kol shken ksube v'taisus. A ksube is much worse than hakofes chanus. Hakofes chanus has similarities to alvo. He gave schoire and you have to pay back money. Ksube, there's no alvo. He's mechuyev to pay. Taisus ksube, he's mechuyev to pay. So lechoire, if you'll ask me why Taisvus ksuba is not mishamet, so I'll tell you, because it's not a halva. And that is the same reason why ksuba is not a mishamet. So why does the Gemara for saying ksuba, you know why Taisvus is not mishamet, because naik ksuba ki ksuba. That means it would seem really naik ksuba should be mishamet. But since it's a din naik ksuba ki ksuba, that's why it's not mishamet. The Taisvus says it's wrong. The reason why ksuba and Taisvus ksuba, it's not misham, because you need halvo. And both of these are not a halvo. So tonight, ksub is not mishamit, because it's not a halvo. Ksub is not mishamit, because it's not a halvo. So why does the Gemara saying ksub is? Tonight, ksub, kik ksub. You don't have to compare tonight, ksub, to ksub. Tonight, ksub and ksub have the same characteristics. It's not a halvo. V'doichik loima da'osye ke rab yoisi da'polikosam ba'oma da'misham. There's a Rabbi Yaisi that holds on this Mishnah that a kofes chanus is mishamet. Schar socher is mishamet. So Rabbi Yaisi holds you don't need halvo. So according to Rabbi Yaisi, ksube also should be mishamet. So the effort is to say, no, there's a new thing, ksube is a new chason of Maise Bezden. And Maise Bezden is not mishamet. And therefore the Gemara says, na ksube ke ksube. That na ksube also is a din of Maise Bezden, even though theoretically it's not a Maise Bezden. That is what we could say, but Taisus said that's a big doifik. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yaisi. Some we paskin like the Tanakhama. So Mamele, so now Taisus got stuck with this concept of Tnai Ksube Kiksube. Now, before we see the Riz Mahalach, that's a new Mahalach in the Gemara, I'd like to mention a teretz and Tosfos Kasha, what the Bichas Avraham says, the Fa'em for Rashi, this is the Chashrekleche Kasha and Rashi. I mean, Rashi speaking about Maise Bezden. Why need Maise Bezden? There's enough in the Mishnah you need, the Ike is you need, it should be Halvo, and Ksub is not a Halvo. So he wants to say as follows, that together, by hakofes choire and schar socher, or there's no din shmita, doesn't have a teres halvo. So he says we have to teach what is a halvo and what is schar socher. So he says schar socher is, I did a service for you. I worked for you. I want in place, in compensation of my service, I want you to pay me for the service. So that means I'm money-ing you this service, but you got the service already, so compensate me for the service, pay me for the service. So the tviya is the service or compensation of the service. Akofas chanus, I gave you schoire, so I want, so pay me for the schoire. So this is, so the tviya is schoire that you got, so pay me for the schoire, piroin of the schoire. So the dover hanitfe is schoire or schires. Ksube, the chiev is, a chiev ksube, fakel. There's a maise bezden that you have to pay a ksube. So you mechuyev, the chiev is, you have to pay a ksube. That's the maise bezden. All these three things, that's the iker dover hanitfe, no, it gets paid with money. But the tviya is not money. It gets paid through money. The tviya is the schar socher that you received, the avoida that you received, the schayra that you received, and the ksuba that he owes. Halva means, I'm moneying money. Halva is a straight gviya of money. I gave you money. I want back money. I want money. That is, so that is Mishamet. If the Tviya is Schoire, then it's not Mishamet. If the Tviya is money, I want money, then it is Mishamet. So Mimele, so that what Ksube is not called a chi of money, is because it's a Maisa Bezen, because the Mechayim is not, I owe you money, I owe you a Ksube. Taisvis to be a svara to say that is a chi of money. Forget, I was machai myself to pay you money. That's the taisvis ksube. And that the Gemara says, tnai ksube kich ksube domi. No, the taisvis is also considered like the ksube, and the tviya is not a tviya's momin, it's a tviya's ksube. Because taisvis ksube is also kich ksube. It's a tviya's ksube. That's he wants to for taisvis kasha and rashi. So that's why Rashi said the problem is Maise Bezden. It's not called a Tvias Momen. It's not called a Tvias Choy. It's not called a Shtar Choy. It's called the Dova Anigves Ksube. Al Kaponim, Taisvis did not learn like this. Taisvis understood Kipshutai. You need a Halva. Taisvis understood you need a Halva. And so ksuba is not a halva, so why do you need, nine ksuba, keksuba though? The nirlari, the hodakama leshvi, is haine shapogma vizokva ksuba larab, oipogma izokva leshmu, the mishametes nami taisvis. So, taisvis answers as follows, in the yellow sashachas mevaro taisvis, that the gemara is saying goran under aloch. That means like this. Tanai ksube, the reason why ksube is not mishamed is because it's not a chayv. And this, it's not a milve. It's not a milve. It's like a kofas chanus. It's like schar socher. It's not a milve. So the reason why it's not mishamed is because it's a milve. That's the reason why it's not mishamed. It's not a milve. No, tnai ksube kiksube means as follows. What happens if the ksube was zok von all of the milva? If the ksube was pogma. So fine. So this alumnus of pogma makes from pogma makes it into a milva. Or zok von all of the milva makes it into a milva. But the zok von all of the milva is only on the ksube. The tnai ksube, there wasn't zok von all of the milva on the tnai ksube. So tnai ksube kiksube, the chiddush is, it's like one big entity. So zok von all ben milva and the ksube. So this is a chelik of the ksube. So the yellow sashacha wants to say, if in the ksube gufe, if a chelik of the ksube would be zok von all ben milva, so the whole ksube is mishamat already. because the ksuba, a chelik of the ksuba became zaken olav milva. So memele, so the chiddush of nai ksuba ki ksuba is that the nai ksuba is a chelik of the ksuba. So the zaken olav milva of the ksuba makes that the nai ksuba is also mishamet, or the pogm of the ksuba makes that the nai ksuba is also mishamet. Period. Now, I'd just like to mention, which Ladavoini, we have to understand, I don't understand, according to Tosfos, we have here the problem. Tosfos has a new mahalach in the Gemara. The problem why it's not Mishamet is because it's not a milveh. Fine. So now we have to understand two things. That's the only problem. But that's what it seems, not a milvet. So Shmuel that says Zok von Olav b'milve helps. So fine. Zok von Olav b'milve. So it now became a milvet. It became a milvet. That's good. Now we have to understand why, according to Rab, is Zok von Olav b'milve not good. Zok von Olav b'milve, maybe the milvet. And let's ask a pertinent question. The law, let's talk about Akofas Chanus. Akofas Chanus, the Mishnah says, when is Akofas Chanus Mishamet? Kshezok van Olav b'milve. So Akofas Chanus, it's not a milve, Zok van Olav b'milve helps. So Memele, so what is the difference between, according to Rav, for example, Taisis pinpoints that the Chesorin of Ksube is because it's like a kofas chanus. So let's look at a kofas chanus. A kofas chanus, it says, zok von olav b'milve helps. A gavuch and shulchano says, what does zok von olav b'milve mean by a kofas chanus? The loshen shulchano in simen samach zayim, sif yodalet. A kofas chanus, eine mishametes. Im Zok for Olav b'milve mishametes. Umikris, that's how the Ramos says, umikris kife zekife, misho shekova loizman lepoi. That means, I'm giving you a time to pay. That means, it seems that kofas chanus means, I'm giving you schaira on credit. When you'll have the money, you'll pay. So there's no special zman to pay. If you zok von olav b'milve, that means, listen, the boy saying, now I want to get paid in the next 30 days. That's a zok von olav b'milve. Now he's zok von milve. That milve shloish mir. It has to get paid up in 30 days. So then it becomes a choy. Then it becomes a milve. That's how the Rama says pshat. So l'chayre, so if Taisva says that the whole chesaron of ksube is because it's equivalent to hakofas chanus, so why does Rav say need two things? Nizokfanolo b'milve, hamada b'din, plus pegime. That's kasha number one. And kasha number two, what is Shmuel svore that pegime helps? That means if the problem is that it's not a milve, so by being pereya chelix, how does that make it a milve? We don't find pegime by a kofas chanus. So this is a problem. According to Taisvis, how do we understand the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel? Oynes knas upitui knas umaitzi shemra mishum deles by ela knas korele knas. Abu Boynes yesh by boishes abkam des boishes abkam also. Let us see the next Gemara. Amar Shmuel, ksube kemaise bezden domi. A ksube is like a maise bezden. What does that mean? Ma maise bezden nichtovim b'yoim v'nechtomim b'laylo. Av ksube nichteves b'yoim v'nechtemes b'laylo. Maise bezden domi, let us see in Rashi. The tnai bezden, it's a tnai bezden, so it's like a maise bezden. Ma maise bezen chiyuve mishum psak dinu. A maise bezen, bezen bo paskin that uven oshem. Va afal gav dole ichtim, even though there was no chsime on the psak, is memele, but the psak in the shibut from the psak is chal before the chsime of the dayonim. Hilkach ein sham hakdome, benichtovim beyoim benichtovim balaylo. So that means the whole time. Now let's talk about Ashtar Chayv. The whole time Ashtar Chayv is nichtav by Yom Benachtam Belailas Pasul is because the Shibud is chal with the Chsima when you give over the Ashtar Chayv. And if it's nichtav by Yom, so it would seem that the Shibud started by Yom. So that's Ashtar Mugdim, and that's why it is Pasul. But a maise bezen a psakdin, so as soon as bezen writes the psakdin, a fellow before it signed, the shibud is chal already. The psak is chal, you don't need a chsimis dayonim to create the psak. So memele, so the shibud is chal when the psakdin is given out. So memele, so what would be by a psakdin, it was nichtav vayoyim v'nechtam balayla, so the halacha would be that, the halacha would be that that the shibud is chal. It's good. There's no problem of mukdam because the shibud is chal mishas ksive. Is yeah, af ksube mishas ksive. And I don't want to learn the end of Rashi because first I'd like to see Taisus. But let's go a little further. So. So that's the memra of Shmuel, that the mice, since ksubis are mice bezden, so shibud is chal mishas ksive, so memele, so even though it was nichta by yoim v'nechta by laila, it's kosher, ksubis kosher. Now the Gemara relates an incident. Ksubosai derabchiye barav, ichtav by yoim v'ichtam by laila. By Rav Chiya's chasene, the ksuba was written by day, was gechasmed at night. Hoyo Rav Hosam. Rav was there by his son's chasene. V'loi omalu v'loi midi. And he didn't say anything. Oh, Rav is there and he didn't say anything. Leima kishmul svirulei. So he holds like Shmuel. Mestami didn't say anything. It's his son's chasene, so Mestami. Rav's son's chasene, and the ksuba was written by day and nichtam by laila, and Shmuel didn't say anything, and Rav didn't say anything, so by his taste, Rav is made it to Shmuel. So the Gemara answers, no, the reason Rav didn't say anything, because there was another factor there, and because of the other factor, Rav held that there's no problem. What was the other factor? Asukin ba'isin inyan habit. They were asukin ba'isin inyan. And what's the mile of a sukkim by Isaiah? Isaiah, Omer Rabbi Loza Barav Tzodik, Loishonu, Ksheina sukkim by Isaiah. Well, a sukkim by Isaiah in kosher. What does Rashi say? A sukkim by Isaiah have Miksive at Chsime. From the Ksive to the Chsime, they were osuk in that Inyan of putting out a ksube. Fafilu b'shar shtoris kosher. And what did Rabbi Loza Barab Tzadik say? Lo yishonu di shtoris ha-nechtovim b'yoyim v'nechtovim b'layla psulim. That's tafkim. K'she'ein ha-sukim b'yisinyin. Habla sukim b'yisinyin. So here Rashi explains what this means. Kivin she'edim b'zimonim lachtoim. That means the edim were there b'shas ksivas Ashtar. Bishas ksivas aksube. Ela shabal kolcham tzrichem lahamtim ad shi yisayim ha-sefer es ashtar. That means they're ready. It was ma'oid yoyim. They're ready with their pens to chasma on the shtar. They're ready with their pens to chasma on the ksube. But there's just one problem. The sefer is writing very slowly. So ma'mele they can't chasma. So Lamaise, they waited and waited and waited, and Lamaise came out that the Sefer first finished that night,
And now they can first chasmen. And there are chasmening on a shtar, on a ksube, that the date was yesterday's date. Is kosher. Shremishas ksive nami yisloi kola. There's a kola very bishas ksive. So l'choire, the Gemara is saying as follows, that Rav is chaylik on Shmuel. Rav doesn't hold this business that just like a ma'ase bezden has a kol, and you don't need a chsime to create a shibut, who are then a ksube, since it's a ma'ase bezden, so the shibud is chal, mustama with it, there's a kol also, and you don't need a chsime to create a shibut. Rav holds you do need a chsime to create the kshibut, but if the eide chsime were there, and they wanted to chasme, they were unable to chasme because the shtar was not completed yet, so then there is a kol already b'shas ksive. There's a kol b'shas ksive. That's the svara of Rav. B'maise, it's my others are ma'ira, that others are ma'ira, that it means even though there's a kill b'shas the ksive b'lachire, we're talking about, let's say, a shtar milve. I mean, you have to give over the shtar. If a person will write a shtar and never give it over, will never become a milve b'shtar. So what is the maila of the kol b'shas ksive? So they say, al-kapanu, but when you give it over, the shibud is chal retroactively m'shas the kol. Let us see Taisvis. Zuk Taisvis, ma ma'ase bezden nichta b'yoy. The mishas psak din ike kol. Kamei b'shtar, kenarina b'chol duchte, d'kshamat b'din, d'govim m'mishat. Av ksube nichteves b'yoyim b'nechtemes b'layla. Yesh mekaymei shenoigim lichtei v'aksube b'erev Shabbos, v'lochois mo b'meitzoi Shabbos. As they used to make the chasnas erev Shabbos, b'derech klal, and they wrote the ksube, and they didn't chasme the ksube erev Shabbos, they chasme the ksube meitzoi Shabbos. So l'choire, according to, Taisus is going now, according to Shmuel, so according to Shmuel, there shouldn't be a problem. Estes, you do not need the chsimes ha'edem chveis to make a kol, because it's equivalent to ma'ase ha'bezden. So memela, so we have ready the ksube, even though b'poyo was gechasmet meitzoi Shabbos, there's no problem. Ve'inochin lasis kein mishum toisves, the duma less leikol. So toisves says, but there's a toisves ksube. This osvara of Rav, that a ksube is a din of a ma'ase bezden, and therefore there's a kol b'shas ksivas a ksube, this is only by the ksube alone, because it is a ma'ase bezden. But the taisvis, which everyone is ma'asev lefi datoi, and that is no kol. Who says this guy gave a taisvis? Who says, so memele on the taisvis, so bishleime, if the ksube will be written, and gechasmet, so then we have a kol on the taisvis also. But Kozman wasn't gechasmet, we don't have a kol on the taisvis. So we mail it to mugdum legabi the taisvis. That's what taisvis is saying. Umiu, heiched de konimine, lekele meiches lemidi, but if they made a kinyan chalipin, bishas ksivis aksubit, so then there's nothing but to worry about. I mean, but we're basri, yediso yoimedak nisubay, ksaiva yoimedak nisubay. If you know the day it was, they made the ma'ase kinyan, so you can write that day. He says, l'chayra de shibud is chal b'shas the ma'ase kinyan. So then the shibud will be chal on the toisvis also. Now, Nachsachmer, I once heard that, and this is especially in the summer months when you make a chasana, it's very shkiach that the Ksube was written in Gechasmet, the Kabbal's Kinyan was before the Shkia, and Sishlep Tzachoyis, and the Chasana is after the Shkia, is Balailo. So l'chayre, this is our taisvitz. The shibud was chal, there's a koil, everything. So l'chayre, I once heard from another god who says it's good. He said it's good like that. Rav Moshe, in the Ha'oris and Dibros Moshe says, Amira de Kizach. Rav Moshe says, it is impossible to have a chiyuv ksube for an isha that's not married. He says, we have to understand one thing. He says, he's speaking about asukim bayis inyan, but l'chayre there's no difference in asukim bayis inyan and the Kabbalah's kinyan. He speaks about asukim bayis inyan, which the Gemara says there is a koil. So he says, asukim bayis inyan, there's a koil and there's a chiyuv ksube. He says, that only is shayich bizman chazal. Bizman chazal, the erusin was 12 months before. So she's an arusa. So by an arusa, you could make a chiyuv ksube. What is the chiyuv ksube? The chiyuv ksube is when you'll be geget, or when you'll become an almona, we owe you a ksube. This statement, this is chayves, is only applies to a married woman. So to say, you'll be geget. When you become almona, there's a chiyuv to pay you a ksube. If you're talking to an isha, there's only a shidduch. And you make a ksuba, he says, how can you make a ksuba for an isha that's not married? When you be geget, when you be an almona, you'll get a ksuba. Vos geget, she's not married. For all practical purposes, they can change their mind. I don't know if it's not practical, but al kaponim, they can do this. Nothing happened yet, it's konish. So he says, so all the time, when they write a ksuba before the chasana, he says, the ksuba is first chal, b'shas t'chasana. That means, after she becomes an arusa, so Mamela, now the whole concept of ksuba applies to her. So she's married, so she can be geget, so she can become an almona. So then the ksuba is chal after the marriage. Zogt Rav Moshe, but what is if they'll make the ksuba by yoim, and the chasna will be by night, so you cannot say that the chiyuv ksuba was chal by day, because it's not shaykh chiyuv ksuba should be chal on a woman who's not married. Therefore, you have to write over on the ksube. That's what it says in the Dibros Moshe. That's what it's a meira de kechidush, but that's how I understand what he means. Now, we didn't learn the whole Rashi. Now let's go back to Rashi. Rashi says, af ksube mishas ksive. Ksube mishas ksive de chiv ischal. The shibud is chal. The nichnesa lechupe, the kirov chasnesu chayl shibudo, vafalgav deloy achtim. Rashi does not mention koil over here at all. It is a koil like a nice bezin. Rashi says it's a whole new thing. The Ramban by us says pshat in Rashi, and he agrees with Rashi. Ramban says that loy mishum shehut nai bezn, elo mishum ahu ano de komechasni yadodi, the ano that both parties have that they become a chutonim. Gomri umishabdi nafshayu, so the goyim umishabed nafshayu. So that means, the shibud is chal bishas the chupe, because of the hanodat emechotonim, they mishabed themselves. That means, usually you need the shtar to make the shibud. So need the chsimis aidim. But over here, since it's, that's what Rashi means. Rashi means, the nichnes al chupe, the kir of chasnesu, is chayl shibuda as bahi anod mechatni adodi. So that creates the shibud mi boidya.